when you were making earlier proposals concerning the need for Ghanaians to pay television license fee, and in fact, an adequate one at that, you were always referring to the fact that it will aid the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, do better programs, do on its own, and all of that. By the increment, do you think that can cushion the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation in that strike?
Obviously. The TV licensing is a component of the funding model for GBC. The only reason why it was not being collected was that since 1991, when the fee was last fixed, it had not seen any review until we succeeded in getting it reviewed in December 2014. That is what has galvanized us to commence on resuming the collection, because now the fee is a reasonable, adequate fee. Enough such that if we are able to collect at 50% of the potential revenue, it will be enough to fund all GBC's operations and fund it better, so that we can bring better quality programs to our viewing public and listening public, and also develop our studios in the infrastructure and make our staff better, so that we motivate them to work even harder.
But if you look at the report that was brought out by the National Media Commission and the TV license fee, then you have other media houses going to benefit from that collection. Why is that so?
Remember, the TV license fee is supposed to support public service broadcasting. And I'm sure you know what public service broadcasting is.
Yes.
Now, when the license fee was first established in 1966, there was only one broadcaster in Ghana. Even when the last fee was fixed in 1991, there was still only one broadcaster in Ghana. Since 1991, a lot of private broadcasters have come on the scene. Now, even though these are private broadcasters, they do undertake public service broadcasting in research, like announcements and national emergency information when necessary. Now, when Ebola broke out, many of the private stations, on their own volition, took part in sensitizing our people on the dangers of Ebola. The same with cholera. And even these sanitation campaigns going around, there are many campaigns that government launches that some of the private stations accept to carry without charging for anything. And I like to make it...
Now, with all these modalities in place, Ghanaians will definitely, you know, be asking for transparency. What is it that is put in place so that Ghanaians will know?
The appropriate auditing procedures, the appropriate governance systems are in place. GBC is managed by a board which is selected by the National Media Commission. And the TV license fee is going into a separate account which will have all the stakeholders, that is the Ministry of Communication, the National Media Commission, the Ghana Independent Broadcaster Association, GBC, and other stakeholders who could be appointed, or other representatives of various communities who could be appointed by the National Media Commission, to ensure that these resources are adequately protected. Now, remember that because these resources are going to be divided or shared among five or six stakeholders, everybody, the more people you have overseeing the resources, the safer they are, because it will be difficult for six different types of people or groups of people to conspire and dissipate the resources. Unlike when it was only one organization keeping all the resources. It's clear that when we say that some of the funds will be put aside to support commercial broadcasters, it is not automatic that if you are a commercial broadcaster, you will just be giving part of the funds. No, you have to demonstrate that you have undertaken public service broadcasting. So you have to be able to provide transmission certificate showing that you have done public service broadcasting this amount of hours. And this will be certified by a committee managed by the National Media Commission before some of the funds will be allocated to you. So it is not a simple matter of because you are a private radio station, funds have been made available for private radio stations, and so you just walk in and say, yes, I'm a private radio station, give me some. No. You have to have demonstrated and you have to have acknowledgeably done public service broadcasting that can be certified. So you are giving part of the funds commensurate to the number of hours that you have devoted to public service broadcasting.
How are we going to ensure that collection is done properly and funds are adequately managed?
As we speak now, there is a collection seminar taking place. All the regional directors are here in Accra, regional accountants, regional auditors, and regional TV licensing officers. They are here in Accra undergoing training. And at the end of the training, they will be equipped to come into the regions and commence the collection of the license. The license fee will be collected through various processes. There is an electronic platform which will ensure that you can pay at any bank, you can pay at any post office, you can pay even at through mobile money. We are in discussions with all the mobile phone companies, and you can pay your TV license fee just by paying through your mobile phone. So all various processes are being put in place to ensure that Ghanaians can pay very conveniently. Future, we are looking at pay points attached to wherever you can buy ECG or Netco electricity unit. You can also buy, you can also pay for your TV license fee there. And also, we intend to license commission agents for some of the more remote parts of the country where there are no banks or there are no post offices, so that these people can do collection in those areas.
So by next month, August, we would have started collecting television license fee.
Yes, but obviously, you know, you cannot start something and one day it will be 100%. Okay. So we commence collection in August, and obviously it will start slowly, and then we will build up, and we hope that in the next 9 months we will see the full rollout of the TV collection system. In effect, TV license collection has started. But if we do not get to your area, that is not that we are not collecting. We are collecting, but like I told you, it will take time to ramp up the system into full action. So it will take time. We have to start from Accra and roll it out gradually across the country, putting the collection mechanisms and systems in place. So on day 1, 3rd August, you may not see any sign in your area. But I can tell you, we have a plan to roll out in 9 months. So on an aggregated continuous basis, we will bring more people on board, and we believe we will cover the whole country within 9 months. Going forward to the issue on board, that is television licenses. It is quite unfortunate that this issue is befalling Ghanaians. Why am I saying this? When you look at time past, BTV has not done much to Ghanaians. It has not actually given Ghanaians the service that Ghanaians require. If you look at BTV, they say it is a nationwide service. But it is surprising to hear that some people somewhere in some villages cannot watch the TV via their TV post. They have to watch the TV through multimedia, of which they are paying charges for that multimedia that they are using to watch the TV. So if the little that we have, we cannot use it to manage itself, Ghanaians, then how sure are we that this amount that will be paying as TV licenses will be used to perhaps facilitate the telecast or broadcast of Ghana Broadcast Corporation? Basically, I'm not seeing mechanisms, I mean concrete mechanisms that these people are putting in place to manage our funds that they will be forcing on us to give to them very soon. Actually appeal to the authorities that they should put in appropriate mechanisms. I think that there's no reason for educating people to pay a TV license, because they should know. Because if you own a TV set, or a car, or a motorbike, and you don't have the license, then that means that you don't even own it. So I think that we should be paying. We shouldn't be asking questions. But I want to say that people are politicizing the whole thing. But that is very unfortunate. Yeah, so even in the advanced countries, in the UK, in America, and whatever, they pay TV licenses. It's not only applied in Ghana. And the highest decision-making body in the country, which is Parliament, has decided that we should pay it.
Okay.
So we have to pay.
So I think we educate them. We let us know. But our investor, our decision for others, that is to say, our understanding is that there are others who will not seem to understand why he is going to the market or is going to buy his TV because he's not getting the services. And again, what other major reason why the TV, the former TV license payment was stopped was because of the privatization of the other TV stations. So I want to understand, if you have your TV, you don't really get any source from your end, where you have the monthly TV, the Google or whatever, or you have your DSTV. You say, I mean, people really wonder why this really pays. You are yet to talk to us, that might convince us.